One verse. You don't even have to have your Bible. It's 9 words. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Let me say it and then we'll say it together. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. It's Ephesians 5:1. Say it with me. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. One more time. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Now turn to the person next to you and whisper it. Ready? Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. 9 words. You can say them in like 7 seconds. Your teenagers can text them in 3 seconds, okay? 9 words that can totally change our lives. Be something. Don't be satisfied to be a nothing. Don't let your kids be a nothing. Have them be something. Be is an action word. And obviously action is an opponent to apathy. A lot of people say, Rand, how do you deal with apathetic teens? I've never met one. They're very passionate about not caring, okay? Be. And part of being a mom and dad is helping our kids to be, to look forward, to have something to be a part of, a cause to identify with. Be something. Be, second word with me, please, ye. Now, ye in the Bible is a plural form of you. Down North Carolina, we say all y'all, okay? Be ye, plural. Every single one of us in this room right here. When it says be ye, there's nobody that is left out. Dwight L. Moody was used of God to see literally over 1 million people trust Christ. David Livingston, God used him to open up the heart of Africa. Did you know that Livingston and Moody are both dead? Now, they'd be a couple hundred years old, I think, if they're alive today. And if God wanted them to be alive, they still would be. They'd dress kind of funny, but they'd still be alive. They're not here. But you are, and these kids are. I'm a camp director in New England. We just started 5 years ago. When I come to a school like this today, when I have camp on Monday when the campers come in, it doesn't matter where I am. I look around and think, I wonder if there's another Moody right here, another Livingston right here. I wonder if this little girl is going to be a Fanny Crosby, that God will use in a remarkable way to impact lives for eternity. Be ye, what's the next word? Therefore. And whenever you see a therefore, you always look back to see what it's therefore. Very good. And if you study the book of Ephesians, the first couple of chapters, they tell us everything we have in Christ, forgiveness of sins and the power of his might and being saved by grace and all these things. When you stop and think about everything that God has done for us, and if you didn't think about anything else, just a simple fact of salvation, to know our sins are forgiven and you can be on your way to heaven, that alone, you should be so thankful. It's like, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because, Lord, you have given me everything. Be ye therefore, what's the next word? Followers. Now, the Greek word there is mimetis, and it means to mimic or to imitate. There's good imitations and bad imitations, okay? For instance, you take a soft drink, okay? Now, obviously, there's one soft drink we'll probably drink in heaven. That's Dr. Pepper. Got it? It's just the way it is. It's a great soft drink. But then there's these guys that come along and like Dr. Strange or Mr. Pibb. He's not even a doctor yet, you know? It's unbelievable. But there are other times when it's a good thing to be a mimic, to be an imitator. I shared with the teens today, when my kids were little, I think my daughter was 3, and she was in the children's church. I was preaching somewhere, and they asked that famous question that I like to ask these little guys. What do you want to be when you grow up? And one little boy says, when I grow up, I'm going to be a cowboy. Next little boy says, when I grow up, I'm going to be a garbage collector because there's a lot of neat things you can find in the garbage. And then they got to Anna, my little daughter, and she's only 3. And they said, Anna, what do you want to be when you grow up? She said, when I grow up, I want to be a daddy. My little girls have a hard time being a daddy, obviously. And when he told me that, I thought that was cool for a couple of seconds. I thought, no, Lord, I want her to be like you, but my little girl wants to be like me. So if I want my little girl to become like my Lord, Dad, you know what I have to do? I have to become more like Christ every single day. We set an example for our kids to follow. Would you be excited if your teenage son is as consistent in the Word of God, Dad, as you are? Mom, would you be thrilled if your teenage daughter had the same magnitude of prayer life that you do. If you want your kids to love the Word of God, it's not hard. All you have to do, Mom and Dad, is love the Word of God. Be ye therefore followers, what are the next two words? Of God. So the only way you can truly follow God is to know Him. And the only way to get to know Him is by spending time with Him. My life is teens, and when I have rebels in my office, which is often, I do an awful lot of counseling, but I will say this, in 35 years of ministry, I have never, ever met a rebel who wasn't a hurting kid. And during the process of counseling, there's one principle that I always have to find out, and that is, what is your concept of God? When my son was like maybe 2 or 3, it was 3 in the morning, and he's shaking me, Daddy, wake up, wake up. I said, Josh, go back to bed. Daddy, wake up. And finally, I woke up, and he's sitting cross-legged and cross-armed at the end of my bed. He's looking out the window. It was a full moon that night, beautiful night. And I said, Buddy, what's wrong? He says, Daddy, what does God look like? Have you ever explained to a 3-year-old at 2 in the morning what God looks like? It's not easy. But I ask you, what does God look like to you? Some get their concept of God through like Santa Claus. He has this long list to check if we're naughty or nice, and if we're good boys and girls, he gives us gifts. Sometimes people look at God as like Father Time, or maybe even the Force. Luke, the Force be with you. But you know where most kids get their concept of God? Through their dads. We had a little boy that died at birth, and I got angry with God because I thought he was angry with me. And I screamed at God, and I remember when I got home, I plopped down the chair and I said, God's mad. And my wife said, he's not mad. He doesn't care. He's 1,000 miles away. You know, I was blinded to my own problem, but when my wife said that, I at least remembered 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care on him for he cares for you. I said, hon, we don't know God. We had both graduated from a Christian college. We were Christians, but she thought God didn't care, and I thought God was angry. I was one of those kids that went to bed and held the pillow over my head so I didn't hear Mom scream when Dad beat her. I grew up in a very abusive home. My wife, some teenager, had her put in foster care, adopted out, but her daddy died when she was just 6. Her mom never got married again. So for me, God was angry. For her, God was 1,000 miles away. You know, getting our concept, our kids getting their concept of God can be a great thing if you're a godly dad. But if you're an angry dad or a passive dad or a non-caring dad, it could be tough. The greatest way for our kids to learn to be followers of God is to share the characteristics and character traits of God with them every chance we get. And that just as simple as, hey, kids, let me tell you what I got on my devotions this morning. God is patient. What does that mean? Well, I studied it. It means he's long-suffering. You know what long-suffering means? It means to take a big breath. Everybody, take a breath. Take it in. Hold it. Let it out. That's what long-suffering actually means. It means to be of long nose. So kids, when you get upset with your brother and sister and you want to smack them into the middle of next week, all you need the time to do is this. I love you, brother. Or parents, sometimes when our kids, like, okay, you know. And I wonder how many times God looks down and says, Rand. He is so long-suffering, isn't he? He's a wonderful God. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. It literally means as dearly loved children. And I love kids. I really do. They're my life. But second graders are so cool. They're wonderful. Somebody gave me this second grader sent some. They wrote some notes to God. Dear God, I didn't think orange went well with purple till I saw the sunset you made on Tuesday. That was cool. Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel would not have killed each other if they had their own rooms. That's what my mom did for me and my brother. Dear God, I'll bet it's really hard to love everybody in the whole world. There's only 4 people in our family, and I'm having a hard time loving all of them. Dear God, did you mean for the giraffe to look like that, or was that an accident? Dear God, I went to this wedding, and they kissed right in the church. Is that okay? Dear God, you don't have to worry about me. I always look both ways. Dear God, I think about you sometimes, even when I'm not praying. Dear God, of all the people that work for you, I like Noah and David the best. Dear God, thank you for my baby brother, but I think you got confused because what I prayed for was a puppy. Do you know why kids can write notes to God that way? I can tell you why. Because to them, God is real. For he that cometh to God, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God, this is Hebrews 11:6, must believe that he, do you know the next word? Is. He is. He's real. And has rewarded them that diligently seek him. He's a wonderful, real God. And in this crazy, crazy world that we live in, and I wish we didn't have to raise kids in this world. It's wicked, isn't it? I do. I wish we could still raise our kids back in the days of Little House on the Prairie. Then all we'd have to deal with was like Nellie's attitude. But we don't live in that day. So the only way you really, truly can help your kids to grow up and stay close to God is to keep their heart and help them to know your wonderful God. But mom and dad, you can't introduce them to this wonderful God if you don't know him well yourself. It's the foundation of our Christian life. They that know their God shall be strong and do many mighty things. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, Jeremiah said. Let not the mighty man glory or boast in his might. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. But if anybody says, has anything to boast or to glory, let him glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord. The greatest gift, Mom, you can give to your kids is to tell them about your wonderful God. If you believe tonight that God doesn't love you, is mad at you, doesn't care about you, loves somebody else more than he loves you, has been unfair to you, I'm sorry, then you don't know the God of the Bible. Because he does love you and he does care and he does want what's best for you. He really, really does. And I challenge not just you kids and you teens, but even moms and dads, got to get to know God. Be ye, therefore, followers of God as dear children. When you know God, you'll love God. The more you love God, the more you want to spend time with God. The more time you spend with him, the more you get to know him. And the more you get to know him, the more you get to love him. Do you want me to keep going? That's the Christian life. So let's pour that into our kids. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for these 9 words. And if we'll just live them, it can change our hearts, our lives, and it can change our homes. I thank you for the school. I thank you for the hard work of these teachers and this administration. And I thank you for the students that go here and the way they listen in chapel. And I pray, Father, that we wouldn't just attend a school and come to a night like this, but that we would truly seek to know you and love you and honor you and respect you. Thank you that you love us and always want the best for us. I pray if there's anyone, Father, that does not, maybe they don't know you yet, would you please give them the courage to get with someone here? Because it's such a joy to know you, know our sins are forgiven, and then to be able to share that with our kids. So thank you that you love us, and thank you for your word, as we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.